Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Ovis Metals & Minerals Processing Limited Investor Meeting conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will remain in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now hand the conference over to your host, Ms. Vaishnavi Ambolkar from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Ryan. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome you to the investor meeting conference call of Ovis Metals & Minerals Processing Limited. This is Vaishnavi speaking. Today from the management team, we have with us Mr. Syed Ovais Ali, Managing Director, Mr. Syed Murtuza Ali, Executive Director, Mrs. Pratibha Dubey, CEO, and Dr. Tripti Pathak, Research and Development Head. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Syed Ovais Ali, Managing Director, for the opening remarks, post which we will open the floor for question answer session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. This side, Syed Ovais Ali, Managing Director of Ovis Metals & Minerals Processing Limited. I would like to extend my heartfelt thanks to all of you for taking the time to join us today. Your presence and interest in Ovis Metals & Minerals Processing Limited's journey are truly appreciated. I am pleased to be joined by a few key members of our leadership team. Mr. Syed Murtuza Ali, our Executive Director, Ms. Pratibha Dubey, our CEO, Ms. Tripti Pathak, the R&D Head. Together, we will take you through Ovis Metals & Minerals Processing Limited story. Highlights are milestones, sharing insights into our achievements and outlining a vision for the future. Ovis Metals & Minerals Processing Limited began its remarkable journey in 2016. As a proprietorship under the name Ovis Ali Overseas before, initially focused on trading major and minor minerals and metals, the company quickly established a solid foundation, building significant expertise within the sector. A pivotal moment came when Ovis Metals & Minerals Processing Limited leased production facilities from Gromor Plant Enterprises, the Gromor Enterprises, which was located at Meghnagar, and the same Azad Enterprises, which is located in Meghnagar. The district is Jhabua, region is Indore, and it's very near to the Gujarat border, spanning an area of 16,000 square feet. This step marked the company's foray into manufacturing with the production of manganese oxide as its inaugural product. By 2019-20, Ovis Metals expanded its portfolio, adding medium carbon manganese production and manganese ore beneficiation. I repeat, the medium carbon manganese production and manganese ore beneficiation to its offerings. Between 2021 and 23, the company underwent a transformative phase. It transitioned from a proprietorship to a private limited company, formally incorporating as Ovis Metals and Mineral Processing Private Limited. During this period, Ovis Metals and Mineral Processing Limited acquired the previous leased plants, further solidifying its operational capabilities and laying a robust foundation for scaling its operation. In alignment with the innovative waste to wealth, approach, Ovis Metals and Mineral Processing Limited diversified its offerings, venturing into products such as the waste wood charcoal, the quartz, and advanced waste processing solution. This strategic pivot highlighted the company's commitment to sustainability while simultaneously unlocking new growth opportunities. A groundbreaking milestone was achieved with the development of an innovative process to extract rare earth element from waste slag. I repeat, a groundbreaking milestone was achieved with the development of an innovative process to extract rare earth element from waste slag. The company successfully attained an extraordinary purity level of 99.9% in critical materials such as tin, another is tantalum, and third is niobium pentoxide. Tantalum and niobium both are pentoxide in 99.9%. Essential for high-tech industries like semiconductors, the electronics, and defense. This innovative breakthrough earned Ovais Metal and Mineral Processing Limited approval from the Department of Atomic Energy, underscoring its leadership in advanced material processing. Now I want to tell about financial performance and growth trajectory. Since its inception in financial year 2017-18, Ovais Metal and Mineral Processing Limited has consistently demonstrated remarkable growth, starting with a modest turnover of 4.73 crores and a profit of just 20 lakhs. Over the years, has built a track record of strong year-on-year growth. By financial year 22-23, Ovais Metal and Mineral Processing Limited achieved a turnover of 39.18 crores with a profit after tax PAT of 6.24 crores, translating to a profit margin of 16%. The momentum continued into financial year 2023 and 2024, during which the company experienced significant growth, doubling its turnover to 80.05 crore and achieving a PAT of 15.15 crore. Doubling its turnover to 80.05 crores and achieving a PAT of 15.15 crore with a robust profit margin of 24%. This represents a 104% increase in revenue and a 143% rise in profits compared to the previous fiscal year. Building on this trajectory, Ovais Metal and Mineral Processing Limited delivered exceptional results in the first half of financial year 24-25. Recording a revenue of 105.13 crore, a revenue of 105.13 crore and a PAT of 24.72 crores. The first half of 22-24-25, a recording revenue of 105.13 crore and a PAT of 24.72 crores. This marks an impressive 31.3% growth in revenue and 63.2% growth in profits compared to the entire previous fiscal year. This is a huge growth in the first quarter, while maintaining a strong profit margin of 24%. These figures underscores OMMPL's Ovais Metal and Mineral Processing Limited operational excellence and financial discipline, reflecting its ability to adapt, innovate and scale successfully within a competitive industry landscape. Once again, thank you so much everyone. Now I would like to pass it back to the moderator. Moderator, I would be very happy to see if our investor have any questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two.
Moderator, moderator, once I just need to tell one, two, three thing. Can I?
Sure, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, yeah. So for the now, I would like to tell the story about the one rumor is going on. One rumor is going on regarding our gold mining project. We have given NSE that a director, Sayed Ovais Ali, and his name has given 100 crores by capital, 100 crores by capital for the upfront payment of the Bhukia Jaipur gold mine. Bhukia Jaipur gold mine, and we are with the government for the further process. And I am definitely we are willing to work. We are taking every step, every good step in OVS Metal. And definitely when we will get every permission, when we will get the permission, many operation will go to OVS Metal regarding gold. Since the mine is in the personal name of the director, but many operation will go to OVS Metal definitely. And for the financial year, for the financial year 25, we are expecting just double revenue and double profit from the H1 quarter. And further, further for the next year, like in 26, 27, we are trying the best. And the same support of the investors will be there. Definitely, we will be taking new technologies in waste metal like this, like niobium tantalum pentoxide, this titanium dioxide, like tin, like tantalum. We will definitely grow our production in the rare earth segments.
Yes.
Vaishnavi ma'am, now you can carry. Okay. Please, we are open for the question answer.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Vaibhav Jain from Nucleus Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah.
Sir, when do you expect the revenue contribution from rare earth material to begin?
Actually, rare earth production is ready. We are just revenue will start definitely, and we are trying. We got the final product, and we are expecting this next year, like in January, February. Definitely, you will get the. We'll try for January, February.
And sir, given the 100 kg per day capacity of rare earth materials, could you provide an estimated potential monthly revenue if plant operated at full capacity?
Yeah, actually, you were not audible.
I'm asking that, sir, at 100 kg per day capacity of your rare earth metal processing, what may be the potential annual revenue if plant operated at full capacity?
Yeah, potential revenue, the quantity will be like definitely 1.29 ton. Am I audible to you?
Yeah, you are audible, sir.
Yeah, you are asking today's capacity is 100 kg.
What revenue may be generated by 100 kg per day from rare earth processing?
No.
Revenue generated from 100 kg per day processing.
Crores, it will be near about 57 to 58 crores per year, definitely, from the rare earth.
And sir, what may be the margin on rare earth?
Rare earth margin? EBITDA will be near about it's from 36% to 40%, between 36% to 40%.
Okay, that's good. And sir, like our company vision is waste to wealth. So, are there any initiatives for lithium ion battery recycling?
Yeah, just we are. You are like you want more information. So we are already with the R&D of lithium ion battery. We just we bought the material, even we have ordered the plant. We haven't announced it because we are just researching in it, and like we are up to the good results. So definitely we are going with this lithium ion battery and processing. Already we have processed many, and we are the thing is with the
sir, any date when we can start commercial production? I mean, down the line, 1 year or 6 months? for lithium ion battery recycling?
For lithium ion battery, we are trying our best, but we will try to start in 6 months.
Okay, and what capacity you are planning, sir, for lithium ion battery?
For lithium ion, we are planning, initially, we will go for a pilot style, like the same like this niobium tantalum one. Then we will decide the final, because the plant will be designed as the recovery process. So we are in the recovery process. When we will get good recovery, then we will decide the next like product.
Okay, and sir, as per your presentation, in quartz you have high profit margin approximate 60%. So
yeah.
How long they are sustainable, actually, these margins 60%, how sustainable they are, sir?
It was not audible. You can repeat.
Sir, in your presentation, you mentioned like in quartz, you have high profit margin of 60%. So I am asking sustainability of these margins.
The sustainability of quartz profit margin.
Yeah, sir, right. 60%.
I am giving my phone to my team, financial team. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, yeah, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Sir, can you please repeat your question, sir?
Actually, in quartz, you mentioned in your presentation, like you have high profit margin of 60%. So I just want to know sustainability of these margin.
Basically the margins of quartz, we are processing two kind of quartz, one for industry and second the waste quartz we are sending it to our slab plant. So the industrial, currently you are seeing 60% margin in our industrial quartz plant. So we process, actually we have a very good processing plant, yeah, processing techniques. For that reason we achieve this margin of 60%. Further, we are going for some other quartz mines and all. So we will procure quartz from there. Processing plant we have already there. So it is easy to sustain this margin of 60%. And further, we are going for waste surfaces and waste slab plants. So the wastage also we use in that plant. So it will be easy to survive 60% margin.
And now what will be the capacity utilization?
Sorry, Bhav, I'm sorry to interrupt you there.
Okay, thank you.
Please join back the queue.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of time, we would request you to restrict to one question and one follow-up question. The next question comes from the line of Mukul Darda from Apex. Please go ahead.
Sir, as you have said, PAT will be double of H1, right, sir? So, 50 crores will be the PAT?
Yeah, we are saying so.
This year, 50 crores.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
We are trying our best here. Huh?
Fine, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Nishant Gupta from Minerva Global Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, I'm audible. Hello.
Yeah. Audible, please.
Yeah, sir, I wanted to understand, like, your cash flow from operations are negative, so how are you planning to, you know, optimize your working capital cycle, because the receivables have also, you know, gone up, inventory has also gone up. So when will we see the cash getting, you know, translated from the operations into, you know, into the company?
Yes, sir, Pratibha, this is I want to tell you the inventory, if you see the inventory level, which is around 15.64 crore in financial year 24, and right now it is 21.7 crore on 30 September 24. So the inventory level is not increased. A manufacturing unit have to maintain at least for 3 months inventory, otherwise the stock out position we have to face. So inventory position is up to the level, or we can say it is just below the level, because we are planning for more inventory built up. If we went to the data side, debtors is little bit higher. The reason is being that since we book approx 40% revenue in September month itself, August September month itself, so the cycle is 30 to 45 days. For that reason, the debtor realization is not happen on 30th September. It is the reason you see the debtors is on higher side. For that reason, the operating cash flow is negative. Otherwise, the debtor realization cycle is 30-45 days, we realized all the maximum data is on October-November month. But the maximum booking is done September month. For that reason, data is so much high.
So what would be a typical working capital cycle be for you? And ma'am, can you also explain that why the maximum booking comes in September 24? And if that is the case, then how are you confident that in the H2 you'll, you know, clock the similar number or you'll, you know, double your PAT? This is my final question. Thank you.
The reason we are confident is that the rainy season is there in the first half year. I mean, July, August is a rainy season. In that year, we achieve 105 crore of turnover with a 24% of PAT. And now the season is now, means December, January, February, March is the main season of both charcoal quartz because the rainy season is over. For that reason, we are confident to achieve this turnover.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Laksh Jain, an investor. Please go ahead.
And am I audible?
Yes, Laksh, please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, ek hi question hai mera. November 9th ko apne BSC notice dala tha ki we are bidding for composite license for Dugocha block.
Yes.
Encompassing gold and associated mineralization and competing with giants like Adani and Hindustan.
Definitely. I am giving you the status. We are qualified for the Dugocha block, and when the, like on 13, the auction started, a technical glitch came at the MSCC website. And the last bid was of Vedanta's. Something glitch is there, and we are into the court, and definitely court has told to Rajasthan government and even to Vedanta, they can't move forward, and we will be given the fair chances. So hume isme ek fair chance milne wala hai. Dugocha block ka, I can repeat in Hindi as well. Isme kya hua hai ki jab auction part tha, one process is there. Jab ek part hota hai technical part, jab humne tender dala, और हम टेक्निकली क्वालिफाई हुए, उसके बाद आपका रेट ओपन हुआ, रेट में भी आप टेक्निकली क्वालिफाई हो गए, देन ऑक्शन पार्ट आता है. तो ऑक्शन पार्ट में वेस्ट मेटल, दी अडानी इंटरप्राइजेस एंड हिंदुस्तान जिंक, ये तीनों पार्टी थी. और 13 को इसका ऑक्शन था. ऑक्शन वाले डे 11 से 2 बजे तक ऑक्शन रहता है, तो लास्ट के 8 मिनट में एक टेक्निकल ग्लिच आया एमएसटीसी पे. जब वो टेक्निकल ग्लिच आया तो हम लोगों ने रिक्वेस्ट किया डिपार्टमेंट को, और मैं खुद भी सेक्रेटरी के पास गया माइनिंग के, तो उन लोगों ने कहा कि डेफिनेटली आपको फेयर चांस मिलेगा, और हम इसको होल्ड करते हैं प्रोसेस को. देन फर्दर कुछ ऑफिसर से मुझे कि भाई फर्दर एज अ लीगल एक्शन, हम लोगों ने हमारी लीगल टीम से बात करी, तो लीगल टीम ने ये प्लान किया कि हमें राजस्थान हाईकोर्ट जाना चाहिए. तो हम जोधपुर हाईकोर्ट इस मैटर को लेके गए हुए हैं, और मैटर ने राजस्थान गवर्नमेंट को कहा है कि भाई यू हैव टू होल्ड, और आपको रिटेंडर इसको करना है, क्योंकि टेक्निकल ग्लिच दिख रहा है, पार्टी सेटिस्फाई तो डन. तो फर्दर आपको इसमें अपडेट करेंगे हम लोग. वी आर इनटू द कंपटीशन नाउ. तो इसका जब भी सर्कुलर आता है, कोर्ट का क्या डिसीजन आता है, वी विल अपडेट.
थैंक यू. धन्यवाद सर, बहुत धन्यवाद. थैंक यू.
अपन फाइट में अटेंशन भी लेने का.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Komal Jawar from AK Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, mera ek question, two question hai. Basically, apna company ka vision kya hai, aur company ka jo history jaisa listed mein hai, wo sirf 3 saal ka hi hai. So, apna background ke hisab se hum kitna bada business banana cha rahe hai, how shareholders' wealth will be great. This is my first question. And second question, just to reconfirm the guidance, ye saal hum 75 crore ka PAT karenge, aur next year, aur FY27 ka kya
bhi? I can carry 75 crore ka nahi, H1 se double ho jayega. Ye maine kaha tha. H1 ka jo PAT hai, usse double ho jayega.
To
H1 ka PAT, matlab aap bol kare, aapke muh se, nahi, aapne jo bola wo sach ho, पर वी आर ट्राइंग अवर बेस्ट.
बट मैं फुल ईयर पैट का बोल रहा था 75 crores, दैट इज योर गाइडेंस राइट?
नहीं फुल ईयर का नहीं बोला मैंने, एच वन से डबल हो गया तो 50 पे आ गया ना वो. वी विल ट्राई अवर बेस्ट, 75 भी प्लस उससे अच्छा हो. वी आर ट्राइंग अवर बेस्ट, वी हैव मेनी अपॉर्चुनिटी, वी हैव मेनी ऑर्डर, वी आर जस्ट एनहेंसिंग अवर कैपेबिलिटी. तो जैसे हमारा प्रोडक्शन बढ़ता है तो डेफिनेटली वी विल अचीव, बट वी आर इन टू इट, वी आर एक्सपेक्टिंग मोर देन दैट यू आर सेइंग, उससे ज्यादा ही हम चाह रहे हैं. लेकिन अभी नंबर्स के वे में वो कंजर्वेटिव वी आर
सर. लेकिन H1 में आप जब 25 बोल रहे हो तो H2 में यू विल डबल बोल रहे हो, तो 25 प्लस 25, ऐसा नहीं आप बोल रहे हो कि 25 करेंगे वापस से?
तो 25 प्लस
तो 75 होगा ना सर?
25 प्लस है, लाइक आप सपोर्ट करिए, डेफिनेटली यू विल गेट मोर, यू विल गेट मोर, डेफिनेटली यू विल गेट मोर.
ठीक है सर, आप कंपनी का विजन और व्हाट इज द कंपनी, मतलब कोर क्या है, माइनिंग में वी आर एक्सपर्टीज, व्हाट इज अवर
डेफिनेटली कंपनी. कंपनी ने जो स्टार्ट किया, कंपनी का एक फोकस वे रहा है, माइनिंग एक पार्ट हो गया, सेकंड पार्ट, वन पार्ट इज माइनिंग, अनदर इज मेटलर्जी, द थर्ड इज वेस्ट टू वेल्थ. जब हम लोग माइनिंग के लिए जाएंगे, डेफिनेटली हम लोग एक साइकिल इसीलिए बना रहे हैं कि जब हम लोगों का खुद का माइनिंग स्टार्ट होगा तो माइनिंग में अपना खुद का वेस्ट भी जनरेट होता है, तो हम उस वेस्ट को बजाय कहीं देने की जगह हम लोग उसका वैल्यू एडिशन करेंगे. तो ओवेस का जो पार्ट है, डेफिनेटली ओवेस विल कम्पीट इन इवन इन माइनिंग सेक्टर, इन मेटलर्जी सेक्टर एंड इन वेस्ट सेक्टर. अब उसमें विजन को लेके हम लोग स्टेप बाय स्टेप वी आर कि मैग्नीज, हम लोग वी आर इन टू मैग्नीज फर्स्ट. अगर हम लोग मैग्नीज में, तो हमारा टारगेट है कि हमारी अदर फर्म्स में जो मैग्नीज है वो घूम के बाद में ओवेस में आए. वी आर प्लानिंग, मतलब आई कांट, वो वी आर प्लानिंग गुड इन मैग्नीज, वी आर प्लानिंग गुड इन मैग्नीज, वी आर प्लानिंग गुड इन गोल्ड, वी आर प्लानिंग गुड इन रेयर अर्थ. तो वी आर मेकिंग अ साइकिल, वी आर बिल्डिंग अ कंपनी लाइक वाइज कि स्टेप बाय स्टेप फ्रॉम कोर माइनिंग, वी विल स्टार्ट फ्रॉम कोर माइनिंग टू द मेटलर्जी टू द वेस्ट क्लियरेंस. Till then we will work in OVS definitely. And our vision is to position OVS Metal and Mineral Processing Limited as a pioneer in metal and mineral industry, leveraging advanced technologies and to provide rare earth element metals and minerals domestically and to create waste to wealth ecosystem. So like we have given the vision in the like in this intimation. So the task is like good.
ओके, 3 साल में कहाँ देखते हैं सर हम ये जर्नी को, मतलब व्हाट इज अवर इंटरनल?
3 साल में आप अच्छा देखिए, आप तो आप ऐसे ही शेयर होल्डर्स का सहयोग बना रहा, तो जैसे हम लोगों ने गोल्ड माइन लिया, इसको फटाफट हम ऑपरेशन में लेके आए, और अभी हम लोगों के पास कैश फ्लो भी बढ़िया है, सिस्टम बढ़िया. तो जब पार्ट आता है पर्सनल है, तो इस 3 ईयर्स में अपना क्वार्ट, अपना चारकोल, हम लोग लीडर चाहते हैं क्वार्ट में भी, हम लोग ग्लोबल लीडर हो जाए, हम लोग चारकोल में भी एक ग्लोबल लीडर के सामने आ जाए, और रेयर अर्थ में वैसे ही अगर स्टार्ट होता है तो एक अच्छे इंडिया में एक अच्छे लीडर बन के खड़े होते हैं. तो टास्क ये कि इन सब में नंबर वन पे जाना, जो हमारे प्रोडक्ट है.
और जस्ट ग्रुप का बैंड
प्लीज,
लास्ट 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 इट जस्ट फॉलो अप. तो हमारा ग्रुप का जो रेवेन्यू है हमारा पास कितना, वो वार चेस्ट ग्रुप रेवेन्यू में आप इसके बारे में बता सकते हैं सर? सो दैट आई अंडरस्टैंड,
वो बात नहीं जाती है. आपको मैं एक बात से क्लियर करूं, आप तो ओवेस अली को जानते हैं ना, आप सैयद ओवेस अली को फेस देखते हैं, तो उस फेस को देख के जब 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 विजन के साथ चलेंगे, तो माय विजन इज ग्रेट. और आप एक एक गोल्ड माइन भी जो आया, ये अपन जब डीआरएसपी गए थे तो ये या मैग्नीज और माइन आया, तो डीआरएसपी में ये एक पार्ट था, ये बोनस है इसके लिए. लेकिन आप यू कैन सी माई फेस लाइक ओवेस मेटल इज ऑन सैयद ओवेस अली एंड आर अदर डायरेक्टर.
ओके सर, ऑल द बेस्ट, विश यू ऑल द बेस्ट. थैंक यू.
द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन कम्स फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ अमित जैन फ्रॉम जैन एस्टेट्स ऑनकोर इंटरनेशनल. प्लीज गो अहेड.
गुड इवनिंग सर, मेरा एक क्वेश्चन है कि आपने लिखा है कि आप रेयर अर्थ मेटल्स को प्रोसेस करेंगे स्लरी से, तो वो जो उसका बेस मटेरियल है वो आपकी माइन से ही आएगा या वो आप इंपोर्ट करेंगे?
बोथ. वी आर वेस्ट मटेरियल जो है हम लोग इंपोर्ट भी कर रहे हैं, हम लोग स्क्रैप से भी कर रहे हैं, और कुछ हम लोगों ने स्टॉक भी कर रखा है. तीनों पार्ट है इसमें. ये जो मशीन जो हमने डिजाइन किया है, इसमें ओर से भी हो जाएगा, इंपोर्ट से भी होगा, इवन वी कैन डू विथ द स्क्रैप ऑल्सो.
किलो पार्ट से।
और जो आपने गोल्ड माइन के लिए 100 करोड़ डिपॉजिट कर दिए हैं, दैट मेक श्योर कि ये माइन आप ही को मिलेगी?
नहीं, मिल गई माइन तो मेरी पर्सनल है ना सब, उसमें डिपॉजिट किए तो एक मैं चाह रहा था कि वो पर्सनल नेम पे और हम लोगों ने हमारे पर्सनल फंड से किया उसको, यही टारगेट था। पर मैं चाहता रहा शेयर होल्डर के पास एक नॉलेज जाए, क्योंकि डायरेक्टरशिप में भाई कंपनी थी तो पर्सनल में है वो, और उसके बारे में अपडेशन आपको समय पे आप दे दी, पर्सनल में रहेगा और उसमें अभी पक्का जब भी प्लानिंग होगा तो अपडेट कर देंगे।
थैंक यू सर।
थैंक यू। द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन कम्स फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ हर्ष जैन फ्रॉम फ्लेयर इन्वेस्टमेंट्स, प्लीज गो अहेड। हर्ष
हेलो,
प्लीज गो अहेड।
यस सर, मैं ऑडिबल?
यस यू आर, प्लीज गो अहेड।
या गुड इवनिंग सर, नमस्ते सर। अपन वी आर इन टू दिस क्वार्ट्ज बिजनेस सर, बरोबर? ये जो 60% का जो मार्जिन है वो अपना चलता रहेगा सर, ये सस्टेनेबल है वो मार्जिन?
अभी अभी फाइनेंशियल टीम ने आपको अपडेट भी किया था मार्जिन पार्ट का, सस्टेनेबिलिटी आपको बताया था। एक एक छोटा सा ब्रीफ ये जाता है, हम लोग क्या कर रहे हैं, जब जब क्वार्ट्स का माइनिंग होता है, क्वार्ट्स पूरा रॉ फॉर्म में निकला तो उस रॉ फॉर्म को लेके उसको प्रोसेस कर रहे हैं, तो मार्जिन वहीं से स्टार्ट हो जाता है अप टू दी क्वार्ट्स लैब्स। तो वो हम लोग ग्राउंड को लेकर जी
सॉरी सर, या प्लीज स्टिल गो अहेड, आई एम सॉरी।
या
आई एम सॉरी टू इंटरप्ट सर, सॉरी, आप बोलिए सर।
हाँ बोलिए ना, बोलिए। हो गया, जो बाट जो साइकिल हम लोगों का बन रहा है ना, साइकिल हम ऐसे हम लोगों का बनता है कि अब तो भी माइनिंग से लेके तो उसका जो वेस्ट वाला पार्ट जहां तक यूज होता है वहां तक हम लोग साइकिल बना रहे हैं, इसीलिए मार्जिन अच्छे रहते हैं और ये होप है कि कंटिन्यू करेंगे।
ओके, अब वी कैन कंटिन्यू ना सर,
इट विल बी कंटिन्यूड। वी आर कवरिंग द रिजर्व्स बिफोर, मैंने काफी रिजर्व हम लोगों ने जो जो मिनरल्स है ऑलरेडी वी आर परचेसिंग इन द फील्ड और परचेसिंग टीम इज परचेसिंग द रॉ मटेरियल रेगुलरली।
वेरी नाइस।
रेगुलरली वी आर परचेसिंग द रॉ मटेरियल क्वार्ट्ज लाइक फॉर नेक्स्ट सिक्स मंथ, फॉर नेक्स्ट सिक्स मंथ, फॉर नेक्स्ट सिक्स मंथ वी आर ऑलरेडी परचेसिंग बिफोर।
अच्छा सर, रेवेन्यू सर ये माइनिंग और नॉन माइनिंग बिजनेस का फर्क है सर? माई लास्ट क्वेश्चन।
नहीं देखो, माइंस इसमें ग्रुप वाले पार्ट में सब जा रहे हैं, तो माइंस अभी पार्ट बैठा रही है इसमें, तो वो ग्रुप कंपनीज में है, कई लोगों ने वेबसाइट्स में देखा, कई चीजें देखी, लेकिन वो मैं क्लियर कर दूं, दूसरा ग्रुप कंपनी में, वो ओवेस मेटल में नहीं है। तो ओवेस मेटल में जो जो आता जाएगा वी विल अपडेट। ओवेस मेटल काफी उससे अच्छा है, आपको ये मानिए कि माइनिंग से काफी अच्छा, मतलब अप टू दी ग्राउंड प्रोसेसिंग से लेके तो वेस्ट प्रोसेसिंग तक है, तो वो अपडेट कर दिया जाएगा जब जब हम लोग माइनिंग को इसमें लाते हैं, वी विल अपडेट।
अच्छा, तो मतलब नथिंग टू वरी, द लॉन्ग टर्म स्टोरी इज गुड,
नथिंग नेवर, नथिंग टू वरी, नथिंग टू वरी। लॉन्ग टर्म स्टोरी इज लाइक, अब मैं वर्ड बोल देता था नहीं चल रहा है, पर लॉन्ग टर्म स्टोरी इज आई टोल्ड इन माय द ओपनिंग स्टेटमेंट, द फर्स्ट इम्प्रेशन इज द लास्ट इम्प्रेशन। तो हम लोग उस वे को लेके चल रहे हैं और टारगेट यही है कि फर्स्ट और लास्ट है, और स्टोरी तो ये है कि हर जो इसमें प्रोडक्ट है उसमें नंबर वन जाना है, पहले इंडिया और देन वर्ल्ड।
हमारा
टारगेट है या पहले इंडिया में नंबर वन होना है, देन वर्ल्ड में नंबर वन होना है उन प्रोडक्टों में, और ओवेस मेटल का जो सेगमेंट है उसको भी नंबर वन पे ले जाना है, इस कंपनी भी नंबर वन पे जाना है। नंबर वन पे मैं वैल्यूज तो क्या बोलूं, बट इंडिया से पहले इंडिया टारगेट है, देन वर्ल्ड है, हाँ वर्ल्ड भी टारगेट है, यही नहीं रुकेंगे। तो मैंने उसमें मेरे उस पार्ट में भी कहा था कि वो जो एक सिचुएशन था मेरा, लास्ट तक बोलूं आप है, एम आई ऑडिबल?
यस सर, यस यू आर वेरी मच ऑडिबल सर।
या मैंने कहा था ना वो थे, इसीलिए मेरा एक जी हाँ मेरा एक इंटरव्यू भी था, मैंने उसमें यही कहा था कि सितारों से आगे जहाँ और भी हैं, अभी वर्क के एग्जाम्स और भी है, उलझ कर नजर मैं यही नहीं रुकूंगा, मेरे सामने आसमान और मकाम और भी है, तो मैंने कहा है। और वो समय भी गया कि मैं अकेला था, अब मेरे साथ आप लोगों जैसा पूरा कारवा है, तो मुझे मैं बिल्कुल लोड नहीं हूँ और बिल्कुल आई एम कॉन्फिडेंट एंड द कंपनी विल अचीव ग्रेट 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 माइलस्टोन इन द फ्यूचर, डेफिनेटली इट विल अचीव।
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद सर, वी आर रिस्क अश्योर नाउ, हमारा आप है तो हमारे लिए बस, यू आर अवर इंजन, वी आर योर ट्रेन के पीछे वाले डब्बे सर,
छोड़ दीजिए तो जी ठीक।
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद, ऑल द बेस्ट टू द फुल टीम सर, थैंक्स अ लॉट।
थैंक यू।
द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन कम्स फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ अंकुर अंगलावत, एन इन्वेस्टर, प्लीज गो अहेड।
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yeah, good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Sir, when we talk about scaling in terms of rare earth metal, so as you mentioned that the current capacity of extracting rare earth metal is 100 kg per day, right? What is the expectation for FY25 or 26, this capacity to be for extraction of rare earth metal?
Capacity will be same. I have the same question someone asked. I have told you near about 57 to 58 crores will be the revenue from the this rare earth segment. So
okay.
First we will, it depends on the purity. So we are telling you just the same answer someone asked before.
Okay, so, thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Swami, an investor. Please go ahead.
This call is now being recorded.
Hello. Congratulations for the great set of numbers, sir. Sir, no, hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible, please.
Sir, you said that for that gold mine, you invested your personal money.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah. No, it is on the personal name. Yeah, it is in the personal name. So we have arranged the personal, I think. Yeah.
Okay. So what is the problem in that, sir? In last, you said that last 8 minutes, the technology glitch in the website. In that problem is Hindustan Zinc and Vedanta and Adani Enterprises, they are not able to place the bidding, right?
No, in Dugosha Gold, I before, someone asked the same question before. You are asking about Dugosha Gold, the last block we have updated, intimation we have given?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We are into the court. Today is the hearing. Court told, Adani is not in the competition. Adani group is not in the competition. Now competition is between us, the OVS Metal and Hindustan Zinc Limited. So we are into the our legal team, we are with our legal team into the court, and court has directed the Rajasthan government that they are not move forward in this matter, and we have requested court for the re-tendering to give a fair chance. So today was the date, the next date is given, the further we got a stay, and the department is planning to re-tender the thing. Because of this Rising Rajasthan Summit, they are waiting. They will update the thing. So, they will again re-tender this same block. And what decision of court, we will update this.
Okay. So, Rajasthan News Channel is saying that they are rumoring this news.
Yeah, no, there is no need to worry. Listen, the person who is full of resources, full of energy, he didn't have to say the point. And we have the mine, that the personal mine in our name, and the second mine also in our name. The third is Dugosha Gold matter is in the court, but we didn't want to give it in the news and all. So no need to worry, or you can check which news the silly local news channels are doing this thing. The silly local news channels are doing. You know the thing, what are the, they are doing. No international news is there, I think.
Yeah.
The whole thing, the local news are doing.
Okay, sir. My last question is, we will sell the ore of gold or we will process it?
I'll update the thing. Definitely, we are into the processing. So, you wasn't asking. We will definitely process, brother. We will definitely process because we are into the processing. So, definitely, we will go up with the refinery. We are into the timeline. We are into the on track for building refinery. Definitely, we have to open the refinery and we will process the ore. Definitely,
we will process that big project, sir.
Yeah, it's a very big project, and maybe it will be India's number one refinery. When it will be started, India's top refinery. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Amit Mansukhani, an investor. Please go ahead.
First of all, I would like to congratulate Mr. Syed on the amazing achievement that he has done on a personal level along with the company in the last couple of years. Congratulations, sir, to you. And we are very happy with the performance that has been achieved in the last so many years. My question will be that, sir, today we are at a market cap of 2,200 crore approximately. So where do we think our market cap will be in the next 5 years? That's my first question. And the second question is that, sir, you have said in the telephonic call that the gold mine is on your personal name. So I might have missed it. Why is that, sir, it's on your personal name and not on the company name, sir?
No.
These are my two.
This is not on the personal, is because they were needing more network, actually. The process of bidding and the technically qualification, they want more. So it was on my personal name. That's why we have bid it from the personal name.
So do we intend, sir, to transfer it in the future to the company name or no?
Future, definitely. You are the, you are asking 5 years projection. So I am saying it's 1 lakh times jada ho jaye. I am planning it's bahut jada ho, 1000 times jada ho. जो अभी है उससे और डेफिनेटली यू कैन इवन थिंक ना कि ओवेस्ट मेटल इज इन द प्रोसेसिंग थिंग सो डेफिनेटली द थिंग्स विल कम स्लोली इनटू ओवेस्ट मेटल यू डू नो नीड टू वरी
ओके ऑल राइट सर दिस वाज माय क्वेश्चन आई विश यू ऑल द बेस्ट सर एंड
थैंक यू
सर वी आर ऑल विथ यू
थैंक यू
लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन दैट वाज द लास्ट क्वेश्चन एंड वी हैव कम टू द एंड ऑफ द क्वेश्चन एंड आंसर सेशन. I would now hand the conference over to Vaishnavi Ambokar from Killen Advisors for her closing comments. Vaishnavi, please go ahead.
Thank you for connecting us for the conference call. I would like to thank the management for sparing the time and answering all the questions today. If you have any further queries, you can write us at research@killenadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference.
Thank you. On behalf of Killen Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.